This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, I tell you, Jennifer, she is really a party pooper.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Jennifer poops at parties, so and people know this.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
I poop at parties, but people don't know because I close the door.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Where does she go for it? Does she visit a water closet and make door of the open so people may see and smell things? This sound horrible.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube as we are every single day. Hope your Wednesdays are off to a good start. Got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Stouter story coming up in 10 minutes. We'll return to our FUP date at the bottom of the hour. Don't forget that. I got a good FUP date. I'm happy about it. Wanted to give it yesterday, but forgot to do it, so I got it today.
Swag was talking to us, but we were talking to each other, and so we...
Hey, well, we're not doing a FUP date here? Like, wait, what? No, oh, sorry. Didn't hear you there. We will today, I promise, at 8:30. It will come. I saw this, and it gave me a good chuckle, and I want to know how accurate we think it will be.
Okay.
Robots are taking over everything. AI is dominating us. It's going to steal our jobs eventually. It'll just be two talking robots debating sports with facts and nothing else.
Andy and Andy here.
The AI version of our show. Somebody asked ChatGPT, which have you guys ever used ChatGPT?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
They asked ChatGPT to predict the next 75 NBA champions.
Oh, God. This is stupid.
I just want you.
I could do just as good a job.
Okay, let's see where you fall.
You're
on this one.
Throwing darts at a board in the dark.
The robots are dominating us. Okay, they know how the answer's here.
Go ahead.
When do you think ChatGPT has predicted the next Portland Trailblazers championship? Now, remind you, this is the next 75 NBA champions. So this goes all the way until the year 2104.
Never.
2038.
2038 is your answer.
2038.
If you're wondering how many times we're predicted to win the finals in the next 75 years, the answer is one.
Okay.
We got one. One of the next 75.
What year?
That year, 2050.
Okay. It's a nice round number.
2050 is not a bad title to win. How old will we all be in 20? That'll be 25 years from now.
Swag will be 79. I'll be, 25?
25 years.
Should I just round to my next age because it's the year?
Yeah, go ahead and round to your next age.
I will be 64.
64. I'll be 61.
Wow.
It's a long ways off, Bob. It's a long ways off.
The Irish break here. Let's put our teeth back in.
Let's talk about the championship.
Get on the clock.
There is no clock.
I know. I've crapped myself.
The irony in this, too,
Where's
is that
Manhattan?
They have credited two organizations who don't win with winning a champ, or excuse me, they don't exist with winning a championship before us.
Seattle and Vegas?
Seattle, they have winning a title in 2035. The Seattle Sonics are your NBA
Seattle's
champions
definitely
in 2035.
Winning a title before us.
That is 10 years from now.
Yeah.
And there's another city in Vegas who has two titles before us. The Las Vegas Jackrabbits is the name that they gave
that's
them.
The name they go with?
That's the name that ChatGPT gave the new Las Vegas organization. They win one in 2042 and 2049. I did think this was funny because I disagreed strongly with the list, but it was funny to think about the next 7 years. So here are their next seven NBA champions. They said Celtics this year, ending the streak of, you know, one-time winners and no repeat champion. They go Nuggets in 2026.
Yeah, they have Jokic.
They do. Thunder in 27.
Yeah, okay, they finally break through.
Finally break through, make some moves. Spurs in 28.
Yeah, Wemby.
Wemby.
Yeah.
Thunder again in 29.
That's a good team.
This was the one that I looked at and thought, Milwaukee in 2030. Followed by the Spurs winning their second title in 2031.
Wow.
And then the Houston Rockets breaking through and winning one in 2032 before the Orlando Magic, Jason Swigard's Orlando Magic, win back-to-back titles in 2033
the Magic
and
win
2034.
Back-to-back?
Right before the Sonics win their first NBA title coming back.
The devastating one there is, for Seattle fan, the Thunder, winning 2 in 3 years.
Yeah, they have, by 2036, actually, by 2040, Chappie, GPT has them winning 5 NBA championships by 2040.
And then the other one is Houston.
Yes.
Houston winning would devastate me.
That hurts, right? That hurts a little
bit. I used to like the Rockets as a kid because I loved Akeem. I hate the Rockets now. Their logo's dumb. I just don't. There's nothing about the Rockets that I like.
No.
So that would hurt a lot. Look, 2050 is a long time away.
That's a long time away,
that
Bob.
That is a long
time. We have been waiting since 1977, if you're not familiar with that. So it's not that far when you think about the grand scheme of things.
The Las Vegas Jackrabbits?
The Las Vegas Jackrabbits. There's also a San Diego Waves title in here in 2054.
We're getting San Diego.
San Diego Waves are breaking through. Right. There's a Mexico City title in 2061. And
so they really expanded then.
I believe a Chinese city in 2060, but I'm not 100% certain on that one.
Wait, what's the name?
I can't zoom in far enough to read it. It says something dragons, but I know I saw somebody tweet about it that it was, I believe, a city in China.
So we've had
China.
A Chinese team.
We have a Chinese
league.
City and Mexico City team.
Yeah, okay.
San Diego's
this
in
is
the
why
league.
Robots are dumb.
Las Vegas and Seattle, we know is good. Uganda's also winning a title in 2069, so we're going international, baby.
We have a Uganda title?
The irony of all this, too, is when you look through the next 75 years of predicted NBA titles, there's one organization that doesn't show up at all. And I don't think anybody would bat an eye at it if it didn't happen. If I
the
who
Charlotte
is,
Hornets.
Yes. You knew it. You knew it off the top of your head. If I say, who's a team that will not find a way to win a title in the next 75 years? They got to be the first one to jump to your mind, right? Like Charlotte. Charlotte's never been relevant ever in the history of their franchise. They've never done anything that matters. And they won't for another 75 years.
Now, if you did this in baseball, who's the team that comes to your mind? Say it. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only one team that hasn't been in the World Series. There's only one.
Yeah,
we're
where's
the
chat?
Left.
Where's the chat GPT
for the World
Series
predictions?
Are the Mariners the Charlotte Hornets of Major League Baseball?
or it's just the Dodgers for the next 12 years or something
just
like
12
that.
Consecutive World Series. The Dodgers. Now this is going to send me down a rabbit hole of looking up the last time. When was the last time? God.
What?
When was the last time the Charlotte Hornets won a playoff series?
Wait, have they won it since they came back as a franchise?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They didn't do squat
as a Bobcat.
They
were the Hornets the last time they won a playoff series. The Bobcats did not.
They were the original Queen Bee Hornets.
Larry Johnson's still there.
They were 10 years as the Bobcats. It did not happen. And with the current iteration of the Charlotte Hornets, they changed names again in 2014.
Oh,
they have made the playoffs one time.
Yeah, and they lost to the Heat, I think.
They lost to the Heat in 7 games.
Because there was a fan trash-talking LeBron. He scored like 10 straight.
Last time they won a playoff series.
The last time? It's got to be... I feel like I watched them lose in the first round of Michael a couple years at the end. So I'm going to say 1995.
1995. They're a little bit better than that.
97?
Their last first-round series playoff win was 2002. 2001, 2002.
Who was on that team?
They beat the Orlando Magic in the first round in 4 games and lost to the Nets. I believe that was the year the Nets went to the finals, if I'm not mistaken, and 5 games in the second round. It has been nearly 25 years since they've won a playoff series.
Is that the 01-02 season?
The 01-02 season. They were 44-38. That was their record that year. And Paul Silas was their head coach.
Oh, my God. P.J. Brown, Baron Davis.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after that, they obviously were inactive and then came back.
Stacey Augmen.
Blazer legend.
Plastic man.
Stacey Augmen. So those are your next handful of champions. Which one do we agree with the most? The Celtics winning or the Spurs not winning their first title until 2028? Because they could get Cooper flagged. Do we realize that?
They could.
They are in the sweepstakes. They have better odds than we do. And they already have Victor Wembanyama. If you get Wembanyama and Cooper flagged, how long until that team wins a title?
My God. I don't even want to think about them winning the lottery. I just read this whole story on Popovich and whether he's going to come back or not. And they basically are just letting him make his own decision.
You can do whatever the hell you want.
It's terrifying to think about them with Cooper Flagg.
Wouldn't it be?
Because I would put them in the contender category next year.
I would too.
That's how highly I am on him and what I think of Wemby.
And Wemby coming back
healthy.
Then
you got Fox running point, and you don't have to trade anything to get Cooper Flagg.
Nope.
What was the question again?
So the Celtics winning it this year, 2025, so back-to-back titles for Boston, or the Spurs winning their first one in 2028?
Spurs in 28.
It's more likely than the Celtics winning this year.
I think so.
Interesting.
I'm gonna go.
You're big on the Cavs. You like the Cavs.
I like
put
the
a bet
Cavs.
On that?
I like the Thunder better.
Well, we also haven't had a back-to-back champion like five straight years.
No, we have not. You can. I mean, if you like the Cavs, you can get plus money on the Cavs. They are the clear-cut number one seed in the Eastern Conference. You can get plus money on them winning the East.
I'm gonna say the Spurs. But what I'm gonna also say and piggyback off him, because I'm also in on the Cavs, and I think the Thunder are gonna win it all. This idea that we do in sports, like where he likes the Cavs, and many people like the Cavs, by the way. If they don't win it, people do the whole like, yeah, see? And I always find that.
I don't think it's going to be easy.
It's not ridiculous.
Certainly.
They're the best record in the NBA.
Yeah.
They do.
The Thunder winning it is like not ridiculous to say, but people are like, who's their second star? They're the best point differential team in NBA history. I don't know. Does that matter?
It's very good.
But if they don't win it, it's like, see? Couldn't pick the Thunder.
Like, oh, okay. You know that's going to be me if they lose in the second
round. That's going to be half our listeners are going
to
do that.
They go down to the second round.
Somebody's going to make fun of Swag on a chat hilarious. When the Cavs don't
and
win the
Cavs
East.
Lose.
Like, oh,
somebody pushes them to six games in the first round of the playoffs. Like, oh, yeah, this is your champion, huh?
I said this about the Cavs earlier this year. People were like, dude, come on, Mitchell. Mitchell's going with the title. I'm like, maybe.
Somebody asking, you think in 2050 the Blazers have a backcourt of small guards? Yeah, they definitely will.
Will Jody still own the team?
Yeah. No comment. And also somebody saying that ChatGPT, I guess, did this for the next 20 college football national championships.
How many did Oregon win?
They said Oregon only, I don't know if they won multiple, but they win their first title in 2036, which, God, that's a long ways off, man.
Dude.
It's a long, dark
winter. All games could be in middle school.
He'll be in middle school when he wins their first title.
I know you'll be happy, but I don't think that's you'll be as ways. Happy in 2036 as you would right now.
It's a long journey, man.
Because you'll be so old that it's like, oh, look at this weird old guy celebrating a college championship as if he's in college.
47, I'm going to get a neck tattoo of the Oregon O.
Class of 95!
Class of 95, baby! Well, there you go. The Blazers are going to win one in 2050, according to the robots, so you only got to hold on for 25 more years. Do we win a World Series or an NBA Finals first? We can do that fun poll question as well. But it is time for Stat or Story, and we'll do it next on The Fan.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Addison, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
That's right, folks. It is Stat or Story time, as it is every Wednesday at 8:15. Do we have anybody who wants to be the leader in the clubhouse today? Anybody want to take off the tee-off honors?
I'll start. Yeah.
Tee box is yours.
All right.
Your number is 15.
15.
All right.
Is it the number of field goals Quentin Grimes made against the Houston Rockets when he scored 46 points two nights ago? Or is it the date in April that the conversational lube dating show is going to occur in the city of Portland?
What kind of lube dating show, huh?
Lube it up.
Did they give you lube at the dating show?
Oh, they lube you up.
Give you a nice lube there?
Oh, yeah.
Love a good lube.
Yeah. Scented or unscented?
15 field. I mean, I know I feel like I saw tweets about him doing very well.
46 points, a career high.
15 field goals is a lot of, that's a lot of field goals. A lot of field goals. Is he a three-point shooter? I don't know this answer off the top of my head.
But you're basketball dirt, though.
Well, I am basketball dirt. I just don't want to give the answer away to swag. Then the game wouldn't be any fun to play. I'm going to go ahead and say story. I'm going to go ahead and give you a story on this one.
I'm going to say stat.
Stat.
All right, I'm going to go in the order in which I got the answers. So we'll start with basketball dirt. Oh, didn't know the basketball fact. Yeah, there you go, swag.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I'm upset you get about my basketball knowledge.
He made 15 field goals, scored 46 points, and they blew a 25-point lead midway through the third quarter and lost that game in overtime.
Ooh.
No, April 18th. Do you like live comedy dating shows? If you want to go to Al's Den, there's a conversational lube dating show happening. It is a first real-time live comedy dating show. Singles will be matched, meet for the first time, and then a comedian will be on stage. They'll have blind dates in real time, fun questions being asked by the comedian, and we find out if you're a match made in heaven. If so, you take a bottle of lube, you go on a first date.
There you go. Get some lube to go with you on your journey.
I'm going to pass.
Could you do a live dating show? Like, have people watch you try to hit on a girl?
I would want nothing to do with
really?
That. Really? No. Nothing
because
to do with
of
that.
How pathetic it is, or because you're just scared, or what's the...
Just no interest at all.
No interest
at all.
Couldn't go on one of these dating television shows?
No.
Couldn't
no.
Do it.
I'm Jason.
Zero interest.
I'm an executive producer of a sports radio show in Portland, Oregon.
No. No interest at all in that.
Zero.
Swag, you want to go second?
I will go second. Your number is 122.
122.
Is it the number of tournament wins in the program history of the top-seeded Duke Blue Devils?
122.
Or, it is National Poultry Day, by the way. Is it the average per capita pounds eaten per person in America per year of chicken?
Oh, I'm going stat. Don't we eat more than 120 pounds of chicken? Wouldn't you guess we eat more than 120 pounds of chicken
I would.
In a year?
I absolutely would.
The average person?
Yeah.
Chicken's cheap.
It is.
It's chicken.
I mean, it's chicken.
But you might want me to say that.
Yeah, based on...
So six chicken. Wins in a tournament get you a natty.
I'm going to go story. Give
you
me story.
You think it's 122?
I don't know if it's 122 or not. I'm not going to give logic on that because then I'm going to end up being wrong. So I'm going to just say...
Do you think it's more than 122 tournament
I think
victories?
It's less than 122 victories.
Really?
Yeah. Six. I mean, how many
Kay's
natties
been
have
doing
they won?
It since then. Well, Kay got... Four, five?
That's all they've ever won. They didn't win any before. They were nothing before he came along.
So he got five.
So that's a total. I mean, that's not that many. And then you got years where you win
that's
one or two.
That's 30 wins right there with the
five. You got to get another 90 tournament wins.
Right.
It's got to be a story. It's got to be a story. It's without a doubt a story. I've never been more confident in answering that or story history in my life.
Wow.
It has to be. It has to be.
You know what?
It has to be.
I'm riding dirt.
It has to be.
We're riding it. Damn it.
Duke is 122 and 41.
Bogus. I call bogus. I'm going to see your math.
This is their 47th tournament appearance. They have won five titles. This from the Stats and Information Department of ESPN.
Now, is my logic on chicken right? Is it more than 100?
No, 101 pounds per year.
Wow. Mm.
But it is the most widely consumed meat in America.
Easily, yeah.
It was 1992 when chicken passed beef in terms of consumption per person.
1992 is when the jump happened, huh?
Yes. Before that, we were a lot of hamburger. A lot of hamburger going on, a lot of ground beef, a lot of steak back in the day. But no, there you go. So it is National Poultry Day. So
I love chicken.
Go enjoy some fine bird.
Do you guys feel like you have a pretty even split on meat? Do you lean one meat? What do you do on days where
you... I got an even split. I feel like I got a well-balanced meat split.
How many days a week do you do beef? Because red meat is not good for you.
If, two max, mostly one.
Yeah. Usually it's one to two.
So what do you make in the other days?
I mean, there'll be some version of like there's ground beef in a pasta sauce or maybe a burger or occasionally a steak. But on average, 1.5 days a week, I would say, beef.
Yeah, chicken, probably two to three.
Mostly chicken pork, mixed with fish.
And then fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, my problem is I hate fish. My family doesn't like pork.
Unlimited.
I get stuck. I got a kid that's a vegetarian now.
No, that's no good. I got to cook vegan options here.
I don't know what to make half the time.
Make some duck.
What do I do?
There you go. Give me some duck.
I hate duck. It's too fatty.
All right, last one up here. Your number is five.
Five.
Five is your number.
Okay.
Is it the number of 30-point games combined between Shaedon Sharpe and Scoot Henderson this season?
Ooh.
Or
30 points combined?
30 points combined. So the number of times they combined as a collective have gone over 30 points.
Right.
Okay. Not like individual. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So one has 15, the other has 15.
No. A 30-point game by either of them.
Okay,
got it? 30-point game by one of the two. Five.
You said combined. And so.
Yeah, I got confused. Or is it the number of scientists who are stationed at an isolated Antarctic base with no way off of the base and they're fearful for their lives because one of their colleagues assaulted another colleague and has threatened to kill another one?
Wow. So he's going dirt. He's going stir crazy.
I'm
going to say story.
You're going to go story.
I'm going to go story as well. I think there's more combined between the two of them. I think they're
30
up around,
burgers each, huh?
I think they're up around seven.
Mm. Finally got you. It's the first time I think I've gotten you.
Well, three, you actually gave us a stat and a story.
Yeah,
so yes.
I did. Yeah. Three for a loop there. Three for Shaedon.
Yes.
Two for Scoot. That's it on the year.
I thought Shaedon had a couple more.
He's been riding the pine for quite some time. Remember all those games he played 15 minutes?
Know.
You know, it's a big chunk of the season that went missing for him. No, there are seven scientists who are stationed at an isolated Antarctic base. And they're basically
stuck
there for 10
months.
Huh? They have been stuck there. They've been dispatched to the base, which is a research station. They're studying the climate down in, you know, Antarctica, and they're trying to get off of it because they have a colleague who's gone crazy, assaulted one of the other colleagues. He's threatening to kill other ones, but the weather down there is so extreme right now that it won't allow for anyone to leave or enter the base for basically the next handful of months. It's going to be so bad. And it takes, even when the weather clears up, it takes about 2 weeks to reach Africa. Jeez. From where they are. So they're essentially stuck. They're sending like rapid fire emails to their authority figures, like, please, somebody come save us. And they have no way to get to
them.
Yeah,
this is exactly what happens in a movie. Yes. And then they find
this
the
is
guys
going to be
all
a movie.
Dead.
Oh, this is going to be a movie.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
This is basically the last season of the new
True Detective.
True Detective.
Yep.
It's like guys in a random Arctic area that just trapped, and then they're all naked, dead, frozen in the middle of a frozen lake.
It says the email that was written said, "It is imperative that immediate action is taken to ensure my safety and the safety of all employees. Jeez. His behavior has escalated to the point that is deeply disturbing. Specifically, he's physically assaulted, name withheld, which is a grave violation of personal safety and workplace norms. Furthermore, he has threatened to kill, name withheld, wow, creating an environment of wow fear and intimidation. I remain deeply concerned about my own safety, constantly wondering if I might become next. I might become the next
victim."
Does
it say where these scientists, are they from all over the world, or are they all from the
that's
same
that's a good question. I don't
or
know.
The same organization.
That's a good question.
Got a race war happening down there?
Yeah, it's the Sinai 4 base. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but yeah. Oh, they're all from South Africa. There it
okay
is. They're all South African, and they're down in Antarctica. Good luck getting off, but I can't wait to see this movie come out. It's going to be entertaining when it does.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good. Not good, Bob.
I think I'd be more scared being in the Arctic.
Would you rather be in Antarctica or stuck in space?
I think I'd rather be stuck in space. Dude, there's something about the Arctic that's terrifying.
Yeah.
And creepy and...
Well, that and if you're stuck outside for any length of time,
yeah,
you're just going to freeze.
Well, I mean, same with space.
Same with space.
Yeah, but you have very little chance of surviving either way.
But you're not leaving the station. And you have constant communication and... I don't know. Yeah, that doesn't make sense maybe to a lot of people. I'd rather be stuck in space than middle of nowhere, cannot reach you, Arctic.
This is also not the first time that the base has had personnel problems. In 2017, a team member at this base was accused of attacking a colleague with a frying pan in the kitchen and then trashing his room with an axe.
Jeez.
I mean, imagine you're in this like small, I mean, I can't imagine the quarters are that big. You're in Antarctica. You're there for 10 months. You can't go out. There's nothing you can do. The weather's so bad that nobody can get there to save you. So you're just cramped in a house. Can we get some this is the next reality show that's going to take off. Put some cameras in this bad boy. See how it goes for 9 months? There you go. Status story every Wednesday at 8:15. Went a little long there. I got a couple of football notes I'm going to get to. One other basketball question that I have in my notes as well. More tournament talk coming up as we get more play-in games tonight. Lots to get to. Welcome back in, 8:37. This song makes me think of the Green Bay Packers scoring a touchdown, and they have officially filed a proposed rule change to ban the tush push, so we get to go through that in the offseason again this year. The rule says to prohibit an offensive player from pushing a teammate who is lined up directly behind the snapper and receives the snap. No more tush push.
That song reminds me of Brett Favre stealing from poor people in Mississippi.
We have the Jason Swigart of Bulgarian soccer. If you were listening to the show earlier, he killed off Sonny Vaccaro too soon. But he's still alive.
Boy, he would have been so uncomfortable if we told Armin Katayan that
he
did that.
He is still ticking. Sonny Vaccaro is still with us. This happened in a Bulgarian soccer league. I saw this. It's too good to pass up. One of their first division teams in their Bulgarian league. They were playing one of their biggest rivals, so it was a big game. And before the game, they decided to have a moment of silence for a former player, only to discover that the player is still alive.
Was he on the field?
No.
Wait, what?
78-year-old former player is evidently a legend for this Bulgarian soccer team.
How do you make that mistake?
So there's video. All these guys are on the field. They're circled around. Everybody, moment of silence. The fans get into it, remembering this, you know, fond memories of this great legendary player. And then about an hour into the game, the team had to put out a club statement that revealed that we'd like to express a huge apology to the former player.
How could you make this mistake?
And his relatives after the club received the wrong information about his death.
Who we told wish you that
many more years of good health and joy and success.
Wow.
That is, it's a very uncomfortable thing because I feel like you have to counter with the next time you're at a game, you have to celebrate it.
You have to. You have to do this
hey,
guy's night.
We were way wrong.
We
so
got
sorry.
A bobblehead of him.
It's,
look at
he's
this.
He's alive day.
You imagine in like an NBA team doing this to a former Blazer player? Like, wait, we're having a he died? No way. Then sending out a tweet being like, guys.
Sure not.
Still here, man.
Well, I just how did you still get the wrong here. Information?
I don't know.
Was there a fake news publication?
It says that he was out of town. He was out of town getting some work done, so maybe he was going through a health procedure, and they thought because he was gone that he died. I don't know how news travels in Bulgaria. I don't know what it's like over there, but that's a little bit of a gaffe to go ahead and kill off one of your legendary players. I did want to ask hold on, let me find this. Ba-ba-ba. Looking at the play-in games tonight, so we got two more play-in games tonight. One of them is dumb because it's 16 seeds again. Is right. Mount St. Mary's and American University.
I think they're both.
Yeah, we're not excited for Xavier, Texas tonight on True TV.
No.
No.
Just be in the tournament or don't be in the tournament.
Yeah. Swag, any excitement for Xavier, Texas?
I think that could be quite a game.
Okay.
I think that has the potential to be very high scoring. Xavier shoots threes amongst the best teams in the country.
I'm just fundamentally against this. This is a TV thing. This is a way to make more money. It's just ridiculous. It's like having nine other college basketball tournaments that nobody watches.
I do enjoy, there was a graphic that went out the other day of the searches for True TV and where they go. And every year, there's a just massive spike in the month of March for people trying, where's True TV? What channel is it? How do I find it?
Yeah.
And then it just disappears from everybody. And then it comes up again, and then it disappears. Every year in March, everybody thinks about, hey, where's True? Oh, there it is. Now I found True TV.
What is True TV's thing? Because I want to say it's investigative shows, but I feel like
no, I thought it was like Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
And...
yeah, if you ask me what's on True TV, Impractical Jokers is the only thing that comes to mind.
But wouldn't you say that for the other six channels you don't watch that have a tournament?
Yes, I would. When was the last time you watched True TV non-tournament game?
Never.
Never.
I don't think I've ever turned it on.
I don't.
In my life.
I mean, look, there's no offense made here. That show's clearly been on a run.
For a long time.
Those dudes have made a lot of money doing that show.
Yes, they did.
That's
have.
Not a show I'm interested in.
Now, the women's first four gets underway tonight on ESPNU.
Ah, we have a first four in the women's bracket, too.
Princeton and Iowa State at 4, 11 seeds. Mm. And then Southern taking on UC San Diego at 6. Those are the 16 seeds.
The Husky ladies, by the way, have to win.
They have to win to get in?
The first four.
Yeah,
they play tomorrow, I believe, in a play-in game.
So they might not even be in the tournament.
They might not make the tournament.
I mean, I got to root against
I filled out my ladies' bracket, by the way.
You got your ladies' bracket ready to go?
Look, women's basketball, if you do a bracket...
much more entertaining.
Ride the chalk.
Yeah, there's no upsets.
It's not like the men at all.
No, the top three seeds almost never
lose. Oregon State is a 14 seed. A 14 seed has never beaten a three seed.
No,
in the history of the women's tournament,
I think there's one. It's either one or two 16 seeds have ever won.
Who do you have winning it?
I haven't gotten that far yet. That
really?
That tournament doesn't start till Friday.
Okay,
two more days.
You act like it's this really hard thing to figure out.
I'm kind of leaning towards UConn and Paige Beckers and Geno going on an FU tour since they weren't a number one seed.
Mm. Well, how did the committee decide to not have a USC UConn Final Four potentially versus like we're going to make a meet in the Elite Eight? Why would you do that?
It's just the process. We just seed them, and then we slide them into the brackets.
But, like, how you don't think about the best viewership possibilities.
Yeah. Potential matchups.
It's just idiotic.
Yeah.
I saw our boss forward us a thing. It said the gambling in women's hoops is way down.
Because there's no Caitlin Clark.
The viewership numbers,
they've been good this year?
You know, I think they were at, what was the metric that I saw? It was like 1.9. I think they averaged 1.7 this year, so it didn't really drop.
Didn't drop
much.
A ton. Yeah.
The gambling aspect of it's much different.
I'll be curious to see how some of these bigger matchups, which we will unquestionably get, because again, chalk holds in the women's bracket, what the ratings look like, because those were massive. Those were like holy crap numbers last year at the end of the run for...
I want to say they had better ratings in some of the men's games.
Yeah, I want to say they beat like NBA Finals and World Series games. That's how big they were playing LSU and all that kind of stuff.
They
so like if you get UConn versus USC, is that what you said as a potential matchup in the Elite Eight?
Well, let me ask you, did you watch Caitlin Clark or did you not?
Caitlin Clark this year in the WNBA?
No, in college.
In college, in the tournament I did, but not
you
during the regular season.
You made sure to catch Caitlin Clark games.
In the tournament I did.
Whose
not during
games
the regular
have
season.
You made sure to watch this year?
Zero. I haven't watched a single women's basketball game.
So I think there you go.
Yeah.
But will one of those matchups get me? Is UConn-USC going to get me?
If I ask you why Caitlin Clark drew you in and why like a Juju Watkins or a Paige Beckers...
I got no answer for you. I got nothing.
Really?
I got nothing. It was kind of a moment. I got caught up, swept up in the aura of Caitlin Clark. Everybody was doing it. It's like a drug, so I just kind of jumped on the train.
I think they're still doing it.
I just kind of jumped on the train. It was exciting. It was a fun time to be alive, and now I've got some clarity of mind.
Jumped off that train pretty quick.
Jumped off that train. I'm no longer on that train.
One stop. You were on there for one stop. You could have just walked to that stop.
Needed to get clean and sober, man. Needed to get clean and sober. But it all begins tonight. Well, not really tonight. Tomorrow for the men's.
Yeah, can we stop pretending this... Like, nobody cares about these play-in games.
No. I mean, I'm going to be watching because, you know.
Why?
There's nothing else on TV.
Don't the Blazers play the Grizzlies tonight?
They do.
7 o'clock tip, so the Xavier-Texas game will start
Lakers.
Before.
Nuggets, the big question is who's suiting up in that one.
Is Jokic going to play?
The Jokic and Jamal Murray are both questionable.
Okay, LeBron's
out. Luka's playing.
All right.
And if those teams without all those players played any one of these first four teams, they'd win by 100 points.
They absolutely would.
What are we griping about here?
They absolutely would. We'll wrap it up on a Wednesday. We'll do it next on The Fan. All right, I'm filling out my women's bracket. Are we going to do a bracket challenge again as a show this year? You guys want to do that?
Yeah, I think we see who did what in the men and the women's.
Okay.
I got the men and the women's right here.
I'm going to work on my women's bracket today.
Got to figure out who the hell Oregon's playing. Where's Oregon at? For 10
seed? Playing Vanderbilt.
We'll take down Vanderbilt.
I have them losing.
The highest scoring freshman in the country.
Vanderbilt sucks.
A couple of 50-point games, had this year.
So. We'll take down Duke. We'll take down the Dukies in the men and women's tournament this year. How about that? 2-for-1. Look at that. Hey, did you guys know, are you aware of the fact that our annual basketball party is back?
I hadn't heard.
George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents Fan Madness tomorrow and Friday at the Stadium Sports Bar and A&A Sports Book. You can join us, Danny and Schultze / Will Ortner.
I don't know the order of that show.
And Isaac and Suk at the area's top location for the two best days of tournament basketball. Fan Madness is also brought to you by Coors Light and Video Only. You can make every buzzer beater, bracket buster, and Cinderella run mean more at the A&A Sportsbook. Join us for the Fan Madness. More info, 1080thefan.com.
I need to ask you a question that I'm actually ashamed you haven't gotten to yet.
What do you got?
Scotty Scheffler's Masters dinner.
Yeah, he's got his menu out. Masters is right around the corner, man, a couple of weeks away.
I'm actually blown away you didn't get to this earlier. This is something that you're ordering food from this facility.
I am.
Did you put the order in?
I did put the order in. The food is on the way.
When is it set to arrive?
The day before the Masters kicks off. You can select your delivery date, and I select the day before the tournament begins.
Do they give you like a walkthrough of what to do with the food and how to like...
I don't know. It's a good question.
Because you're getting a brisket, aren't you?
It's like barbecue sauce. I mean, you're not getting an actual brisket. You don't like cook a brisket. It's just like a tub of like barbecue sauce.
So what's in your order again? You got pimento?
I got the pimento cheese. I got, what else did I get? The barbecue sauce comes with it, and there's one other thing I can't remember off the top of my head.
But that's it?
Well, then I get my souvenir cups, my coasters.
Oh, I thought you got the one with
My little flaggies. Oh. I get my little flaggies are coming with this, too, so I'm very excited.
Well, you'll probably slow cook a pork butt or something.
I might have to if the weather's night that day. Right. Exactly.
How much money would I have to take from you right now where you have to go home and explain to your wife, we've lost X amount because I wanted to eat a dinner? How much would you pay to eat this Masters dinner? Because the food sounds amazing, but also you get to eat with all the past champions.
Said cheeseburger sliders served Scotty style.
What does that mean?
I don't know. He's got his own style.
I don't know.
He's got Scotty style.
Smash, like a mini smash burger?
Scotty style.
Okay.
Firecracker shrimp with sweet Thai chili and sriracha mayo. That sounds delightful.
No, thank you.
Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites.
That sounds amazing.
With tomato basil sauce. Oh, yeah. Then you get a Texas-style chili. I'm out on chili.
What?
I'm not a big chili guy anymore. My stomach's too
really?
On the fritz. And then wood-fired cowboy ribeye or black and red fish with a warm chocolate chip skillet cookie for dessert.
There we go. Yeah. Sounds like a proper
I'm in on
meal.
All of it. I mean, I would spend a lot of money to go be at that dinner. A lot of money.
Swag said 10 G's.
10 G's you put down to
and
go
then
be?
And I said, what if they respond?
For one dinner?
Yeah.
One dinner? Yeah.
This is the only dinner.
Only one you get?
Yeah.
It's hard not to do, man.
10 G's?
God, that'd be so cool. Do I get a green jacket? Can I wear a green jacket during the dinner?
You can borrow one in the
borrow one.
At the
yeah,
dinner.
You can ask somebody
one of the
to
dead guy's
one.
Jackets. Yeah. I get his jacket for the night.
Dude. And you get photos. You get to talk to these guys.
I'm in.
Ask Phil for stock trading.
Bringing a club in. So Tiger. So when I do this with my hands, why is the club going? Oh, it's getting all sorts of swing tips. I'm in, man. Well, tomorrow, everybody else is going to be out at A&A, and then we'll be out there on Friday because the madness officially begins. Happy Madness Eve, everybody. Enjoy all the sports tonight. That will do it for us. Armin Katam was our guest. Really fun stuff from him talking about Sonny Vaccaro and his new book. So go check that out. 1080thefan.com at Turton Sprague and at 1080thefan. Thanks for watching on YouTube, everybody. Like the video before it shuts down. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. on the brink of madness. Colin is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.